Hello and welcome to the first episode of Guildmaster Podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and I wanted to put together a podcast to talk to the guild about, you know, once a week, maybe once every other week, once a month. I don't know. We'll have to see how things go as this pans out. I am at Onatha's house right now, and this is where I've left all my recording equipment. So if I have to do it at home, though, the sound quality will not be as good. I am sitting here through a soundboard, through an AKG microphone, and it is a lot better sound quality than I will get through my little Logitech mouse there at home. I want to talk a little bit. I've got some things in my mind. Want to first tell you that we're not giving up on the Guild Chat podcast with Kentaro, Polly, Onatha, myself, but unfortunately Cecil will not be a part of it anymore due to the fact that he has made the choice to go on to get his doctorate. You can read about that in his posts on the website. And the thing is he started out in August having a lot of science projects to do, and it turns out he's been able to work with a world-renowned scientist, and we give him kudos, you know. One of the things I wanted to point out with this situation is we support Cecil in this decision 100%. The thing is I've been trying to play my WoW with the following thoughts in mind. Real life comes first, and whenever I find myself wanting to play Warcraft more than I am to do the real life things that I have to do, then I need to make a change in my priorities. Priority has to be real life, and I want to spread that out to the guild. You know, guys, we have to have a life. The game is fun. It's for fun. It's in our spare time. It shouldn't be our life. Anyway, I also want to give a big shout out to Sean. AKA Big Mama, AKA Oogly. We're gonna miss you, man. Sean has, it turns out that Warcraft as of late has begun to trigger his epilepsy, which is very unfortunate. I can already tell you that he's really missed. I personally miss him. I know that everybody in the guild probably wishes him the best. We hope that you can get back in the game, but it's a real life situation where, you know, he needs to take care of his health, and we miss you, Sean. But back to the podcast. I want to talk a little bit about some things. First of all, I want to let you get to know me a little bit. My name's Dan. I have two characters, Mona Tusk and Machete, in the guild. And then, of course, all of the other Dans, Orca Dan, Pally Dan, Dandy Locks, and the list goes on. I'm pretty serious and set right now on playing Mona Tusk. And I made this decision a little while ago when I reacquired the guild. Ellery, he and I had, he's my brother, by the way, Kyle, and we had a discussion about what, you know, his enjoyment in the game and how he was suffering with it, and he and I had a talk about, after I did it, of course, he wasn't willing to pay for Ventrilo server anymore, which I don't blame him one bit, and I don't think that anybody in the guild should, because he was not having fun in the game and he wanted to take a break. It just wasn't worth it to him, and so I went ahead and right now I'm not paying for the Ventrilo server, but I will in the future. Dot Fierce has generously provided us with a 1 month Ventrilo 30 man, I believe, server, and when I can, I will purchase another Ventrilo server for 3 months, and took over the guild, and I want to come in with this perception as I came into the guildmaster position. I wanted to talk a little bit about what I feel we need to do. It's been, you know, a month and a half, and the dust has settled a little bit, and everybody knows that I've assumed leadership, and some things that I want to talk about. We're not casual, guys. We need to drop that. No more casual. We're a raiding guild. Now, if you don't want to raid, that's fine. You can still be in the guild. I'm not saying you have to raid in order to be in this guild. What I'm saying is that we're not casual. And what I mean by casual is the way that we raid. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the point where we start setting up these hardcore DKP systems or anything like that. And I don't want you to think for a moment we're hardcore either, but we're a raiding guild. And so we're focused on gearing up our toons so that we're raid worthy, so that we can step into the progression. You know, unfortunately, we've had to take a couple steps back. Whereas we were getting ready to go into 25-man Old War, we need to take a step back and go back into Nax 10, into the Tier 7 content. Let me make that clarification. Tier 7 content. Whereas Naxxramas is a big raid. There's also Obsidian Sanctum and the Eye of Eternity, both dragon fights with Sartharian and Malagos that we need to also pay attention to. As a matter of fact, if you're a hunter and you are not just drooling over that black ice spear that drops from Malagos, you need to kind of recheck yourself, because that thing is amazing. Probably better itemized than much of the gear that's in Naxxramas for you. But that was just a side note. I want you guys to develop a passion for your characters. I made a change from Machete to Monatusk, and I plan on sticking with that for the next 8 weeks. I will be working on my tank, and I will also be working on getting a good DPS set of gear. The deal is this, guys. We need to play the game like we mean it when we play it. Now, that doesn't mean we play 24/7 and we spend 40 hours a week playing and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. No, what I mean is that we are excited about our characters. We understand what our hit cap is. We understand where our mana pool is. We understand if we're a healer, whether intellect or spell power is more efficient for us. Because there are some classes and some points, it's not even that always as a paladin intellect is more important. It's that, you know, as I'm playing my resto shaman, there's a point where I need to get my mana pool to a certain point, and then I need to take off and focus on spell power. You know, it's much like melee classes. Melee classes focus all they can on getting the 8% hit rating cap. Once that happens, then they get attack power, they focus on crit strike, you know, they focus on all the things that are important to them. But we need to get passionate about our classes, guys. You need to, you know, the thing was is Strangulator came in, and I want to point him out as an example here. Unfortunately, I kind of got upset because he geared up and left and went to suffer and what have you. And you know, I guess to each his own, but I felt a little gypped, to be honest with you, because we did gear him up. But the thing about Strangulator and his shaman is when he came in, he knew which gear dropped where, what his hit rating needed to be, and he was putting together heroic groups within the guild to go to these places so that he could get geared up. You know, he knew where his gear was. He knew what gear was itemized for him as it dropped from Naxxramas or from Obsidian Sanctum and all of that stuff. And I use him as an example because he knew. He just plain knew where it was. And I want you guys to get that same passion. I don't want to have to tell you that, hey, you should be using this food instead of a fish feast whenever possible because it's going to give you a better buff. Or, you know, or to say, well, have you worked on any expertise rating as of now? You know, like, those are the micromanagement things that I think you guys should be doing on a one-on-one basis. Now, if you don't do them, I'm going to have to confront you about it, okay? That's not going to be a pleasant situation. It's not going to be pleasant for me, because I don't do well with confrontations, but I think that's one of the things that we didn't do in the past very well, and why our raiding didn't ever feel like it got done correctly. It's because only a select few knew their classes and knew the gear that they wanted to get, you know? I don't want to put a bummer on anybody's, oh, I just turned 80, you know, but if you just turned 80 within the last 2 weeks, we probably shouldn't be running you through Naxxramas to get gear. There is a progression. You know, there is a progression. You know, when I turned level 80 with Monatusk, back then it was a male troll named Chicho, and I did a whole gender change because I got sick of being called Cece, but and other things too. It was also part of the reason that I was upset at myself for choosing a troll, but you get that far in the game, what are you going to do? I wanted to be a Tauren when I understood how tanking mechanics, when I started to understand how tanking mechanics worked. Anyway, here's the deal, guys. When I turned level 80 in Wrath of the Lich King, I was running in a lot of Zulamon gear. Okay, I still had them, you know, and my defense rating was like garbage, to be honest with you. I didn't understand it, and so I started to. I knew that 540 was the defense cap, but I, you know, we went into heroics and we got it handed to us because I wasn't a geared enough tank. So what did we do next? Well, I went back and I started running the level 80 regular dungeons, and I bought myself defense gear off the auction house, and I worked up that way. And then, as I got that gear, we started to go into heroics, and I knew where my stuff was. I knew that Zul'Darak offered a pair of blue shoulders. Now, mind you, I ran that stupid place probably 8 or 9 times and didn't have it drop. But I knew where my shoulders were, okay? So I knew where my gear was. I knew where my upgrades needed to happen. And then as I gained more gear, I got to go into Nax 10 once, you know, a little bit and get some stuff. You know, Slayer of the Lifeless is a better one-handed sword, so I didn't need to get the Red Sword of Courage out of Utgard Pinnacle. And I started to gear up and gear up and gear a little bit further up. So then, you know, and then when the time came after, you know, I took a break from Monotusk for a while, I geared up Machete, but then as time needed, I was able to rotate in as an off-tank position in Nax 25. And there's a progression there, guys. I hope you can see it. Like, we start out, we get to level 80, we make our gear, or we run heroics for our gear, then we get that gear, then we progress into Nax 10-man, and Obsidian Sanctum 10-man, and Eye of Eternity 10-man, then we get the gear, all the gear we possibly can out of that, and we take the next step, and we start into 25 mans, you know, and you know, granted that you can, you know, after you get geared up from heroics, you can go at both Nax 10 and Nax 25 stuff. But I hope that you guys see that there's a progression there, and we want to try and follow that. Now, 3.2 is totally shaking this up a little bit because heroics offer badges of conquest, and the badges of conquest will, if you run badges heroics over and over, after you get say 160, 170 badges, you can get two pieces of tier 8.5 and a pair of item level 226 leggings, which is a big deal. I'm not going to say it's not. So focus on that, but at the same time, realize that there is a natural progression of the game. Like I said, one of the things that bothered me is We would go into these Old War 25 runs quite a bit and trying to pug into it to get down Flame Leviathan, right? Well, we'd end up having to pug 10, 11, 12 people and anybody that we could find on in Heresy. Guys, that didn't work. You know why it didn't work? Is because anybody we could find on in Heresy, there were a lot of brand new 80s. Anybody we could find in Ganks, there were a lot of brand new 80s. And these people were wearing greens. You don't go into Old War wearing greens, guys. Like, even just to do Flame Leviathan. So let's just retool ourselves and think, okay, I just hit 80. What do I need to do? Well, maybe I should farm some dailies, get the gold, buy all of my bind on equip epics, item level 200s off the auction house that I can, or my item level 200 rares, blues that I can off the auction house. Find my hit rating cap, get there, you know, work on. Just because you're 80 doesn't entitle you to raid. Now, step back for a moment. The game is fun. We are going to have fun, you know? And I tell you what, over the last couple weeks, I have had more fun than I can possibly imagine just doing heroics with Stormcrow and Lolcat. We've had a blast, you know? You know, working with Kent and Ravis, it's just been fun. It's just been fun. So let's just take a step back and say, okay, what can I do to just gear at the level that I need to be gearing at? You know, don't get upset if you're not running heroic raids, or, you know, 25 man TOC or whatever. You know, that's going to come. You know, there is time. There is still time, guys. There is still time, you know? So I wanted to also talk a little bit, about alts, okay? They're fun, they're great, but I'm not gonna say you absolutely have to pick a main, but what I'm gonna say is for the next 6 to 8 weeks, I want you to pick one and run with it, okay? I, myself, have chosen Monotusk. I'm going to either tank or DPS as much as I possibly can. Okay? I would like you guys to do the same. Just sit down and this isn't like, oh, I'm choosing my main forever. No, this is like, okay, for the next 6 to 8 weeks, this is who I'm going with. Now, let me paint the scenario for you why I'm asking this, okay? I sat and I saw this as a problem. I saw it a problem, you know, 3 months ago, and I see it a problem in the future as we run, okay? We sit down, we get a 10-man Nax together, right? Okay? And then we go into another 10-man Nax, and for four other Heresy Guild members. And then there are six of us who have alts, and we're like, oh, I'll go on my alt. Well, guess what? Then we think, oh, well, we've got two groups of 10-mans going on. We just need five more people, and we can run 25-man. So we go to run 25-man, and we actually only had 14 people, and so we pug 11. See the problem? I hope you do. So what I want to say, and I'm not going to say, well, you know, that's going to hold us back if we don't do this or don't do that. And I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. I'm just saying, for number's sake, let's pick a tune, let's roll with that tune, and let's go. Okay, guys? So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name's Dan, and I work for Christie Digital Systems as a theater technician. I'm an on-call technician. So at any moment when I'm at home, I can be called to a down screen and have to roll. We're supposed to get there by 2 hours, but, you know, that doesn't always happen, especially when I have to go to my furthest theater out. It's 214 miles away. That's not going to happen. That's like a four-hour trip. But at the same time, sometimes I get distracted when I'm in the middle of a raid or what have you. I'll try and tell you that, hey, I just got an email about a down screen a long ways away. You guys probably want to replace me. And that's happened in the past, but I want to let you know that that is there. I'm also going to let you know that I try to limit my WoW playing. Just be upfront and honest with you. I want to focus more on my family. You know, not so much that I don't play WoW anymore, but, you know, if my wife asks me to do something, it definitely needs to be the priority in my life. You know, if it be it play with my daughter or go get a couple of, Parmesan cheese at the supermarket. You know, I need to set that as my priority. So I hope you guys can understand on that. And likewise, we'll understand on your end if it's like, oh, well, this emergency just came up. I'm going to use the forums as one of my primary forms of communication. I'm still getting used to it, so don't, you know, yell at me too bad. I've been updating a lot of my forums through my BlackBerry, so, you know, which is kind of cool when I'm bored or don't have much to do. But I want you guys to take a step back, and I really want you to utilize the heresy.guildomatic.com website, okay? If you don't have an account, register. You need to use your in-game character name. So my in-game character name is Monotusk. I need to use Monotusk to register. Now, unfortunately, that's not the best example because when I first put up the guild website and put it together, Monotusk's name was Chicho, C-I-C-C-I-O. So you'll see a lot of posts by Chicho. The deal is that's Monotusk. That's me. Okay. So, treat it like that, but say Ellery decides to make a bunch of posts, my brother Kyle. So, you're going to see Ellery post with Ellery, or you see Quintana, or Kintaro. Kintaro is his main, and you'll see Kintaro, level 80, undead mage, that's Kintaro. So, use it openly. Create new forums, you know? You know, I've got to take a month break while I go and do this. Specific example would be Manifest. Manifest and Lunata posted on the forums and said, hey, we got a new job. We'll probably be out for 2 months. And they use the forum to communicate. And as a matter of fact, you know, I still communicate once in a while with Oogly/Big Mama via the forums. It's there for that reason, guys. Like, we're a guild and we're not always on. But, you know, it doesn't take more than 3 to 4 minutes to go post something on the forum. So go ahead and do that. You know, I really, really advise, you know. And the great thing about the forums is that we've got raiding rules. We've got boss strategies. So there should be no reason why you don't know that the Grand Widow Feralina, she goes into an enrage, and unless you kill one of her followers, she's going to hit the tank like a truck, and the tank's going to be taking a 30k hit followed by another 30k hit. And so, you know, unless your healers are really on their stuff, that's really going to destroy them. You know, like, you should, that's on the website. A lot of videos, most of the time you'll find that we're going to be using the tank spot raid boss strategies. So just take a look at that, and I really, really, really would appreciate it. And as a matter of fact, it's a rule. I'm just going to say right now, I need you guys to post on the websites. Post once to twice a week, okay? Some other things that that I want to talk about, I think I might have slightly covered this, but I want to cover it in more detail, is hit rating your own food, all of that stuff. Like, understand that fish feasts are the generic. They're a specific food for you. There is specific flasks for you, and you guys need to come to raids prepared with those in hand. Those are called what we call consumables, okay? Now, you need to have gems in every slot. There is tab one. If you can't buy the blue or the epic gems, that's not the end of the world. You know, that doesn't really bother me in the long run. You know, if you can make your gear work with the crappy gems and the crappy enchants, go ahead. But you got to have them, okay? You got to have the smallest bracer spell power enchants if you're a healer, at least. Or, you know, you got to have the green red spell power gem in your spell power slots if you can. Focus on getting revered with each individual faction. Here it goes. I'm going to give you the magic formula. If you're a tank, you need to be revered with the Argent Crusade. They give a head enchant that gives stamina and defense rating that will totally help your numbers. If you are a spellcaster, you need to be revered with the Kirin Tor. They give you spell power and crit to your head enchant, okay? If you are a healer, you need to be revered with the Wormrest Accord. They give you spell power and mana per 5, if I'm not mistaken. If you are a DPS, you need to be revered with Knights of the Ebon Blade, because they give attack power and crit chance. So that's where those things land, and I just need you guys to really focus, itemize correctly, you know, understand what gear, what stuff is important to you, and what stuff is not, okay? Another thing that I want to talk about are the Sons of Hodir, okay? Now, if you are a inscriptionist, you can go ahead and turn off now, but only if you promise to get your inscription up and maxed out so that you can have the best inscription, shoulder enchants. If not, you need to do your Sons of Hodir dailies and get to honored at a minimum. Preferably, we'd like to see you at exalted, because the exalted gives better shoulder enchants. But they have also enchants for your gear that, take, for instance, defense and dodge rating for a tank, or attack power and I think crit chance for your melee. So they're very, very important, and it's gold. You know, I know that they're not the best, and they're kind of raunchy with some of those, with some of the titles of those, you know, Thrusting Hodir Spear, we all get it. But if you give yourself 3 weeks or, 21 days of dailies, you're going to be too exalted and it's going to be over. And you're going to be like, wow, I can always get this shoulder enchant now, you know, and it's going to really help you. So please get those done. We vamp on it, and I know it's kind of annoying, but those are things that are really going to help. You know, do your dailies so that you can get gold for repair. Pay for your own repairs. You know, and we're still in the progression slot. So as we progress on in the guild, we come to a new boss, we're going to wipe on it a lot. That's just the way it goes, you know? I mean, the first time we did Moros, oh my gosh, it was a joke in Karazhan. It was just a joke. You guys remember how it was? Did it last that way forever? No. We took a step back, we re-geared, we tried to do the best we could, and before you know it, hey, we were downing Moros, and then we moved on to the Maiden, then after the Maiden, we went on to the Opera event, and eventually, we got to the point where we were taking down the Prince, and we had the gear, and it was great. You know what I'm saying? So, progression. If we wipe, it happens, guys. As a matter of fact, I want you to go into these raids thinking, we're probably going to wipe. We might get stuck on a boss. That's okay. That's called progression. And, you know, we wipe 1 week, We might, you know, and the next week we go in, we wipe a lot, and then we finally get them down. You know, we get to the next boss. Then the next week we come back, and we wipe on them three times, and then we get past and we go to the next boss. Then we wipe on them once, and then we get them down, we go to the next boss. And before you know it, we're not wiping on them, you know? So, you know, we're going to wipe once in a while. It happens. So, you know, some things that we need to focus on when we get to that point, and I hope that I can talk in more detail about this in the future, is that our wipe recovery needs to be quick. You know, when we call the wipe, wipe it. Just wipe it and go get your gear repaired and run back. So I've noticed that Blizzard has been very, very good this time about making sure that there are repair people right outside the instances, which is, you know, it was rougher, say, in Karazhan, you know, because it was like there was no repair guy right outside the instance. You had to port back to Shat, blah, 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 and Warlocks would always be out of Soul Shards. We'd be like, why are Warlocks always out of Soul Shards? And the Warlocks, you know, be mad on the other end and want to say but not really say, well, if you guys wouldn't wipe so much, I wouldn't have to port everybody, you know, summon everybody back to this instance, you know. Blizzard realized that. They gave Warlocks a summoning stone, and we can, you know, there's a repair person outside, so repair your gear, get back in. Show up to raids with your gear fully repaired, gems in every slot, enchants, and the correct consumables. This means the correct food and the correct flask, okay? Get those things done, guys, and you'll see our raids start to go together. As we start to get into that mindset of like, okay, I'm going to raid, so I need to make sure that I have everything that I need, all of my enchants and all of my gems and everything like that, we're going to have a better time because you've already done everything you possibly can to make sure that these bosses go as quickly as possible. And we're going to have fun. I'm kicking around some different things. DotFierce has put forth an idea that we make the food and the consumables, or, you know, we as the guild buy it and put it in the guild bank and offer it to you for half of the auction house price. So we're going to try that for these consumables, the food and the flasks, you know, and we're going to try and get these enchants. I mean, tab one is full of gems for you, so feel free to just take the gems out as you need them. If you need more because you hit your limit, just talk to us. I guarantee that we're going to pull a couple more out for you. And we're going to go from there. Focus on heroics for the time being, guys. With 3.2 out, you know, run them. 160 badges. I can't remember, but that'll give you three pieces of item level 226 gear and a two-piece tier 8.5 set bonus. Amazing. That's going to just blow DPS out of the water. It's going to blow your healing out of the water. It's going to blow your tanking out of the water. You know, all of a sudden, you're going to feel big because you are. Let's just face it. You are. So, you know, do your daily heroic, your daily regular even, and try and get exalted. You know, I'm to the point now where I'm just working on getting exalted with Knights of the Ebon Blade, and Mona Tusk is exalted with all four factions. Very cool. Very big deal. So, I'm trying to think here for half a second. We've got that going on. School's coming back in, guys, so a lot of people might come back, but we've had to plan, us as officers, like you aren't, okay? So we're recruiting. Not going to lie. We're just recruiting so that we can fill up to 10-man NAX groups on a weekly basis, and then maybe we can do 25-man NAX. Then we can maybe progress. Maybe, if we're lucky, after 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 12, we can go into Olduwar. You know, and with all the Trial of the Champion gear, who knows? Maybe we can get to the Trial of the Champions. Wouldn't that be great? I think that Blizzard wants to see us there, so we should be able to, without any huge problems, get there, okay? So I just want to stress a couple things. If you're a DPS class, I want you to find your hit rating. I want you to find your hit rating cap, and I want you to get there, okay? Once you get there, then start working on your spell power and crit and attack power and crit and what have you, okay? I need healers to have 1,700 bonus spell power, I'd like to see about that much mana. Tanks, you need to be defense capped, 540, and from there we can work. Okay, I'm gonna be able to take charge of the healers and the tanks quite well because I have a firm grasp on that. I know how tanking works. Had a chance to play on Ellery's tune for a little while. It was a lot of fun. And then, of course, I've got Monotusk, and Ellery's also defense capped, and tanked a couple instances. So I have an idea. I'm not saying I'm a master, but I have an idea about Paladin tanking. I really know how warrior tanking works. I'm not saying that I'm the best warrior tank, but I'm a decent warrior tank. I can hold my own. And I understand. I'm going to do a lot more studying on Death Knight tanks and Druid tanks, but for the most part, I already understand what they're trying to do. And I also have healed quite a bit. I had both Machete as a shaman and then Warus as a druid in Burning Crusade that I healed on. So I have a firm grasp of all that stuff. So I wanted to let you guys know that we're pushing forward. You know, I'm going to try and talk to you on a weekly basis about things that are on my mind. It's not always going to be, I think, this great of audio quality, but we'll give it a shot in the future. Okay, guys? I just want to leave with you guys that this game is fun, okay? I love this game. It's a blast to play, and when I have a chance and I'm not doing anything else, this is what I do with my spare time, okay? Now, mind you that, like I said, I'm definitely need to make sure that it doesn't cross over into my real life, but, you know, so much that I would rather do this than give my daughter a bath or do the things that I need to be doing, so I want to make sure that that's my priority, but at the same time, this is fun, okay? And we should be having fun with this game. And I think that a lot of people might have left or decided to pursue other avenues because the game wasn't fun for them anymore. And I think that some of us might have had some to do with that. So let's retool ourselves. Let's have fun with the game, okay? Let's go stomp Nax 10. And once we can stomp Nax 10 and Obsidian Sanctum and even Malagos, let's, you know, continue on. One thing I want everybody to think is I want to get my Champion of the Frozen Waste title. What do you need to finish that off, okay? I'm sure that a lot of you are thinking, oh, Malagos. You know, Monotusk needs Malagos, and she needs the Oculus. And once she's got that in, you know, Heroic Oculus and Malagos, then she gets her Champion of the Frozen North, or Frozen Waste title. And that's what I'm about. I'm also about the TOC gear. I want to get her headpiece and her chest piece. She's already gotten her leg pieces with her emblems of conquest, so she'll be running heroics. I'm sure that when people jump on, they'll be running heroics, and so let's just pound those guys out. And every once in a while, let's take a break from these heroics. Let's go do some raiding, you guys, because that's what it's all about. Obsidian Sanctum. Let's go in there and get some people their gloves or what have you. You know, some of us are new. You know, some of us are not. So for the new players, let's take a step back and let's talk to you, okay? I want to talk to you guys. Like, if you're not performing, then I'm going to talk to you about it. Or I'm going to have an officer talk to you about it. I'm going to talk to my officers about making sure that we're all only using constructive criticism, and we realize that this is just a game, and so we got to keep that in our heads. But at the same time, you know, if you're a warlock and you come in and you are hit capped and you have some decent gear, but you're only pulling 1700 DPS, there's a problem. And so we're going to find out what that problem is so that we can increase the DPS, because, you know, it affects everybody. Your DPS sucks. The healers have to heal the tanks longer. They go out of mana. The tank dies. You know, every class, it's all connected. So, you know, one person doesn't do their job, it makes everybody else's that much harder, because everybody else has to pick up the slack. Whether it's more DPS out of the DPS or longer healing fights for your healers. So just keep that in mind. We're going to have fun. We're going to get this done, okay? So I know that both Kyle and Dot Fierce told me that they have set up raids for the next couple weeks, and so let's get in there and let's get it done. Let's have some fun. School's back in, and I just want to let you guys know that that I'm there. Talk to me in-game if you want, and give me a call. I'll give you my phone number if we're in-game, and you can give me a call, and I can help you out, or, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, you know, or post on the forums. That's even better. Post on the forums, because that's what they're there for. I'm going to try and get in the habit of checking those once a day. So anyway, well, I think that I'm looking at about 34 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm sorry if you've got bumps or clips or baby yelling in the background. It's not a perfect podcast, but it's a podcast nonetheless. And it's a chance for me to talk to you guys. I want to say that, you know, not to get too emotional, but, you know, I love playing with you guys. And a lot of you are a lot of fun to play with, and I've made some great friends here in WoW. And I want to keep on playing with you guys. And I'm not sure if WoW will be here forever, but I'm sure that massive MMORPGs will be here forever. So regardless, I think we'll be playing for a long time in the future. If it's not WoW, it'll be the next big thing, you know. So let's have fun, guys. I enjoy playing with you guys, and let's just keep it up. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I'll try and get a podcast out in a week. I'll see you later. All right, bye.